This is Morning Edition on New Hampshire Public Radio. After a close finish in Iowa, both remaining Democratic presidential contenders headed straight for the Granite State yesterday. And as NHPR's Jason Moon tells us, they each came claiming a victory.
Hillary Clinton had found out only hours earlier that she had eked out a victory over Bernie Sanders in Iowa. But as she took the stage at Nashua Community College, she was eager to talk about it.
I've won and I've lost there. It's a lot better to win. And it's also a great tribute to the organization and my supporters there. And we're bringing all that energy, all that excitement, all that determination right here to New Hampshire.
Clinton went on to say she looks forward to what she says will be a true contest of ideas between her and Sanders, a contest she says will stand in stark contrast to the presidential nomination process happening on the Republican side. And with that shift towards the GOP, Clinton rarely mentioned Sanders again. Instead, she focused on an electability argument, describing what might happen if a Republican were to win the White House.
Make no mistake, we are in a fight to the finish about whether or not we're going to build on the progress we have made or watch it get ripped away. And New Hampshire is going to have to decide who can go toe-to-toe with the Republicans to make sure they don't wreck us again.
Clinton told the audience that she is the candidate to protect and advance the hard-won progress that the Democratic Party has made over the last half century. Driving that point home, two party figureheads, one local, one national, joined Clinton on stage, Governor Maggie Hassan and former President Bill Clinton. When Bernie Sanders took the stage at Colonial Theater in Keene later that afternoon, there were no prominent Democrats with him. But just like Clinton, Sanders also claimed a victory out of Iowa.
And last night, we began the political revolution, not just in Iowa, not just in New Hampshire, but all over this country.
With that, Sanders began a stump speech virtually identical to every other he's given in this campaign. Income inequality, single-payer health care, free public colleges. Some of his supporters know it so well, they finished many of his well-worn sentences with him. But while most of his speech was geared at riling up his supporters, Sanders also took a moment to address his critics.
You know, Bernie, that sounds great. You're going to help this young lady over there. You're going to reduce her student debt. You're going to make sure that the young people in this country can go to college tuition-free. Hey, thank you, Santa Claus. That's great. But how are you going to pay for all of these things?
Sanders' answer, a tax on Wall Street speculation. Both candidates have the better part of a week to make these final arguments to New Hampshire voters. For NHPR News, I'm Jason Moon.